trying to bring it out.
Janila.
Getting the attention of any four-year-old can be a challenge, but in a few moments, Janila Marsh Hyshaw stops bouncing around and comes over to say her name.
Janila.
And how are you today?
I'm good.
This was Janila's last day at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin before heading home from the Wauwatosa facility after about a six-week stay. The Racine girl was sitting in a parked car hit by gunfire on November 5th. A bullet hit Janila's head just above her right eyebrow. Despite that, Janila's mother, Janika Marsh, says her daughter is doing pretty well.
Walking, talking, dancing, her memory seems to be excellent. Like, she remembers what she was doing at the moment. She remember being faced. She remember it happening.
But Janila isn't completely healed. She wears a pink helmet to protect part of her skull that will be repaired during an upcoming surgery. Janika Marsh also worries a bit about how her kindergartner will do in school.
I'm more concerned with the things that she has yet to learn, like the things that's already learned, it's kind of set in, but I'm not sure which way the future learning process will go.
Marsh hopes people learn to put the weapons down, as she says many other parents and relatives have also suffered when kids are hit by gunfire.
We want to personally thank everyone for their outpouring of love, prayers, and support.
That's Tracy Martinez, aunt of Layla Peterson, a five-year-old Milwaukee girl killed when two men opened fire outside her family's home just a day after Janila Marsh Hyshaw was wounded in Racine. At a news conference, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn held up a photo of Layla and put it in his uniform's front shirt pocket.
I'm going to do one thing, and I'm going to do it till those guys go to jail. And I'm going to have this baby right next to the pocket with my grandchildren. She's going to stay there.
But 7 weeks later, police have not announced any arrests in Peterson's killing. The Milwaukee Police Department has had to deal this year with a rise in gun incidents involving children. Youth homicides are down by 3 from last year, but non-fatal shootings of juveniles are up by more than a dozen to more than 70. The higher toll occasionally prompts politicians to call for changes, such as in July when Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett talked about the passing of 10-year-old Sierra Guyton. Guyton was caught in a crossfire between felons with guns while they were on a Milwaukee playground in May.
It underscores the need for stronger laws in Madison. It underscores the need right here in this community for a lot of people to do some soul searching, because we have far too many people in this community who use violence as a way to solve their problems.
But until the gun violence decreases, people like Milwaukee School Superintendent Darian Driver says she'll worry about the kids. That means both the ones hit by bullets and ones who experience trauma just by living in violent neighborhoods.
It's not always being a witness to some type of a violent incident. Sometimes something as simple as just walking to school and you see a memorial.
Driver says the Milwaukee District is working on improving safe zones around schools and making more use of youth counselors. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.